3.10.
We spend an awful long time in our cars. The average driver spends nearly an hour and a half a day in the car. So, obviously, the risks involved in driving are something we should take very seriously. Driving gets a lot of bad publicity, and there are a lot of myths about how dangerous it is. But the fact is that kilometer for kilometer, it is riskier to be a pedestrian or a jogger than to drive a car, or ride a motorbike for that matter. We are also more likely to be injured at work or at home than we are driving a car. But accidents do happen, and the reason why a lot of them happen is because people break the rules. In fact, 50% of all fatal accidents occur because someone has broken the law. The most frequent reason is breaking the speed limit, and the second most frequent is drunk driving. The third cause of fatal accidents is when a driver falls asleep, a surprising 10%. When we drive is also a significant factor in assessing our risk of having an accident. Driving at night, for example, is 4 times as dangerous as during the day. This is mainly because visibility is so much worse at night. By day, a driver's visibility is roughly 500 meters, but at night, driving with headlights, it is much worse, maybe as little as 120 meters. What are the most dangerous times and days to be on the road? Well, between 2 and 3 a.m. on a Saturday morning is the most dangerous time of the week, when you are most likely to have a fatal accident. So if possible, try to stay off the road then. The time of day when you are most likely to have a non-fatal accident is Friday afternoon, between 4 and 6 p.m. This is when people are finishing work for the week, and it is a time when drivers need to concentrate especially hard. Curiously, Tuesday is the safest day of the week to be on the road. Which brings us on to where accidents happen. Most fatal accidents happen on country roads, so highways or freeways, what you call A-roads or motorways, are much safer. Also, 70% of fatal accidents happen within 30 or 40 kilometers of where we live. Why should that be? The answer seems to be that we concentrate less when we are in familiar territory. And finally, let's look at who has accidents. Another myth about driving is that women are worse drivers than men. While it's true that kilometer for kilometer, women have more minor accidents than men, a man is twice as likely to be killed in a car accident as a woman. Men take too many unnecessary risks when they're driving. Women are more careful and cautious drivers. But the most important factor of all is age. A driver aged between 17 and 24 has double the risk of an older driver, which is why a lot of people would like to see the age limit for having a driving license raised to 21.